Tonight is the opening of the NBA season. You have the Lakers and the Clippers battling in LA. Meantime, here in Phoenix, the Suns have not been to the playoffs since 2010. That's right. Where were you 9 years ago? What were you doing 9 years ago? What has the organization been doing for the last 9 years? This is another year where we're going to hear about how they're heading in the right direction. I do believe that to be true. However, what does the right direction entail? Is it 25 wins? Is it 35 wins? When you run into the ditch, like the organization has been run into the ditch, it's hard for me to just sit here and forget about fans paying for the last 9 years or me spending my time watching a team that has been a rudderless ship for all that time and have forgiveness. I know at some point you've got to turn the page. Do I think they're better? Sure. Do I think Monty Williams comes across as a guy who's competent at head coach? Yeah, absolutely. But what we don't know is, when will Robert Sarver wake up one day and say, I don't like what's going on here, I'm going to get involved, even though people say he's taken a step back or five steps back, until we see the proof in the pudding next April. I'm not asking for playoffs this year. I'm really not. When you're as bad as they've been, if they win 35 games, it's a tremendous victory. If they have more than that, sure. But if we're sitting here back below 30 and in the lottery again and having that discussion by mid-January and some players get blown out of here, at some point I'm expecting Devin Booker to say, I don't want to be a part of this anymore. And I can't blame him. And I think just how he's comported himself so far to me, it's one of those guys that behind the scenes has people telling him, yeah, this is not going to go well, so look at moving on. I'm just saying, as we start the season tonight, I don't think this is going to be smooth sailing for the Suns this season. Now, am I into the NBA? Yeah, I am. I think there's actually been a rebirth. I was trying to sit through the Patriots and Jets last night, and other than the trailer for the upcoming Star Wars, I'm just asking myself, what am I doing here? Sam Darnold was awful. When he said, I'm seeing ghosts, that was some of the best TV that I've checked out in a long time. And he threw four picks, looked like he was seeing ghosts. The Patriots have outscored their opponents by 175 points so far this season. So there was no contest there. And a lot of the games in the NFL, just not what it used to be for me. Like tonight's the World Series. I should be all geeked up about the World Series. Yeah, Scherzer and Cole are pitching. There's terrific players all around there. I will check it out. But there's not a chance that I'm going to sit there for 3.5 hours minimum and watch every single last pitch. The game is at a snail's pace now. I don't know how to correct it. There's times where I'll watch baseball and I'll follow the Diamondbacks every game. But man, to sit there and just commit that much every night, it's not happening. I was disappointed to see late last night that the MLS is adding Sacramento. The team's going to move up in 2022. $200 million expansion fee that Sacramento put up, $300 million stadium that's going to be built in downtown Sacramento. Meantime, over here with Phoenix Rising, and I've been a supporter of soccer through the years. Did games for Arizona United on YouTube when nobody would give them a sniff. Made some introductions, helped out the ownership group, did stories around Rising when nobody in town paid any attention to them. They're on their own feet now. I've kind of backed away, and it's good. I'm happy that they're doing it, but look, the MLS is the ultimate goal. It is. Unless the ownership group wants to hold a press conference, stand up there and say, we are content being what we are, which is a minor league soccer franchise. We are content having dollar beer night. We are content having long win streaks. We are content with that in a market that has all the pro sports. And understand the place is minor league soccer, not MLS. And I'm not bashing on that. If they're making money, if it's the only way to make it work financially, is to stay in the USL and believe that someday the USL is going to be bought out by the MLS and that someday they'll be molded in together, fine. But I think fans need to hear that from ownership, not from me, okay? 29 teams are now part of the MLS, and Phoenix is not part of the MLS, and Sacramento and St. Louis have been added here in the last year. And those are two cities that a couple years ago, I think this ownership group felt they would get a franchise here before those two cities did. There's no way to spin this. You cannot put PR out there and try to spin this around. MLS going to Sacramento. Didn't make it here to Phoenix. All right. Not bashing on the team. It's just fact. Talk to the fans about this. Hey, the Coyotes are playing tonight. So the Coyotes start this long East Coast road trip, and they have been really fun to watch. They've been interesting. They've been entertaining. They play the Rangers. That is tonight. Enjoy your Tuesday.